From a practical perspective, and particularly in light of these data you mentioned, where the women started out with normal bone density, none of them were osteoporotic after 5 years, what's your approach to getting bone mineral densities and using bisphosphonates with AIs?
I was involved in the bone health guideline for ASCO. We're in the process of attempting to update that. Looking at the evidence, I think it's pretty clear now that almost no one needs annual bone mineral density testing. I think the consensus of the whole research committee was that you need about 8 to 10% loss per year to justify it against the variability of the test. So that's pretty much out. So the oncologist now wouldn't be fighting regulatory agencies in terms of frequency of bone mineral density testing.
So what frequency?
So it'd be 2 years, you know. And I think if you had a normal to begin with, and if you had any question about payment, basically you could not do it. It's pretty easy not to do, because you can see we're trying to get, you're not going to get to osteoporosis. When you got to osteoporosis, you're just inheriting this very little risk, and you won't be there till the end. So I think if there's any question about payment, I think you can go a long period of time.
What about bisphosphonates?
I haven't been using prophylactic bisphosphonates, and the issue would be, what do you do with somebody unless they have osteoporosis? And the question is, where do you draw the line? You know, in other words, some people got to osteoporosis who had bone mineral densities in that Coleman study at 1.5. So some people might want to initiate bisphosphonates at that T-score of 1.5 if you're giving an aromatase inhibitor. I think that's probably reasonable. And I think in the clinic, I think I sometimes do that, and I haven't really thought through a specific plan for each and every patient.
If you have a patient who has osteoporosis and you want to give them an AI, do you feel that by implementing a bisphosphonate, you essentially abrogate the bone loss that will occur and the risk of fracture?
We look at ZFAS, ZOFAS, that's what happened with IV agents. The oral agents now are getting emerging evidence that residrinate is going to be effective. So I think any kind of intervention should do pretty well in preventing the bone loss.